Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 1 of Pirkei Avos, Mishnayot 4 and 5. Yosei ben Yo'ezer ish Tzreda, Yosei ben Yo'ezer from Tzreda, v'Yosei ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehen, received the Mesorah from them, referring back to Antignos ish Socho and Shimon HaTzadik, whose Mesorah we discussed yesterday. Yosei ben Yo'ezer ish Tzreda Omer, he would say the following teaching, Yehei Veitcha Beit Vad L'Chochamim. Let your house be a meeting house for the sages. Now Rabbeinu Avraham, the brother of the Gra, says, make your house a place where sages come and learn. Have Sfarim, have Shiorim there. Other Mefarshim say, wherever they're learning, wherever the sages are learning, go there and spend time there with them. The Mishnah adds, V'hevi mit obek ba'afar reglehem. And basically get dusty from the dust of their feet. Now this word afar, so the Or HaChaim points out that afar is actually dirt, like you plant in, whereas avak would be dust. So it's something to think about. If you think it might just be dust and be worthless, no, it's afar. You can plant something in the ideas that you're gaining from the sages. It's something valuable. And also literally they used to sit, the Talmidim would sit on the floor by the dust, and they would follow behind the rabbis when they were walking, and they were kicking up dust sometimes. Mishnah concludes, V'heve shote b'tzoma divrehem, and drink with thirst their words. The Bar Nura points out, when you're thirsty, you want the mayim. Torah is compared to mayim. Also, it says their words here, even their words that aren't literally Torah words, but their conversations, you can learn from how wise men and women converse with other people, how to behave. On to Mishnah. Hey, Yosei ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Omer, the second one of these partners, these zugot, these two men who were continuing the Mesorah, he said, Yehei beitcha batuch lervacha. Your house should be wide open. Reminds us of Avraham Avinu, whose tent had openings on four sides for travelers. The Bar Nura brings that explanation. And he adds, V'yu anim b'nei veitecha. The poor people should be like members of your household. The partner says, you could hire them to do work for you and take care of them in that way, or literally, of course, give them tzedakah, take care of them. V'altar b'sicha im isha, and do not converse excessively with women. Now, of course, if your house is wide open, travelers are coming, women are going to come too, and of course you have to be friendly and you have to greet everyone and inquire about what they need, but to have excessive conversation can lead to problems. And the Mishnah actually adds, Be'ishto Amru. This also applies to a man's own wife. Kal v'chomer be'eshet chaveru. And so certainly one must be even more careful talking to another man's wife, not to lead to excessive conversation, familiarity, and problems. The Mishnah explains, Mikan Amru Chochamim, from this teaching of Rabbi Yossi, the later sages, they said, Kol zman shel mar b'sicha b'isha, whenever a man is talking too much with women, Gorem ra la'atzmo, he's causing evil to himself, as in Yetzer Hara, he's becoming more familiar and maybe flirtatious, and Botum b'divrei Torah, he's wasting time that should be used on spiritual pursuits, Sofu yorosh gehenem, and in the end, it's going to lead to a very serious sin. Now the Kehati, in the Perish Kehati, brings Avot de Rabbi Natan, which was written by Rabbi Natan a long time ago, who explains this concept of if a man comes home from work or comes home from the Beis Medrash and he starts complaining about everything that happened today, complaining about his friends, complaining he doesn't get enough respect, then his wife is going to look down on him and it's going to cause interpersonal problems with the friends and the neighbors. So according to Avot Rabbi Natan, one of the main ideas here is that a man shouldn't come home and complain and expect his wife to just listen to all his complaining and not cause friction. But of course, a man should be available. If his wife has complaints and concerns, he should be listening very carefully and, you know, do his best to communicate. Yashar kochachem and tizku l'mitzvot.